on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We're going to talk to Roger Glover now because, well, he hit the stands, oh, God, many years ago. Good morning, Roger. How are you doing?
Good morning, John. You crop up like dirty laundry every now and again. It's amazing. And you're in Dallas now.
No, I'm not in Dallas. I'm in Philadelphia. What the hell with Dallas? Who told you Dallas?
Oh, I've got you written down wrong then. Okay. Well, forget Dallas. Yeah, you're better off in Philadelphia.
I know. Now, where are you nowadays? I left off you were living
in
Connecticut. He's in Dallas. Right. I left off you were living in Connecticut, but I know you're long gone out of there. Where are you nowadays?
I'm in Switzerland.
Oh, that's wow. Right. That's right. Right.
You know. Yeah. I met a Swiss German girl, and you know, suddenly we started having babies. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I could explain it to you, but something tells me you figured it out.
No, I like being naive.
So I sit down with the record. I only got a download of it the other day. And the first thing that pops up with what I got are two videos. One for Man Alive, which is the furthest thing from anything I've ever heard the band do. It's really interesting. Who's the space junkie? What's going on there?
Everything comes out of jams. We get together in a writing session and we jam stuff, and we end up with anywhere between 10 and 20 rough ideas. And then we think about them and sort them out, and gradually, you know, the more promising ones become songs. That's how it works. And it's an evolution rather than a writing session. Mm-hmm. So we started playing that very plaintive guitar riff. I didn't know what was going to become of it. But I remember being in the bar later that night after we'd come from the studio, from the writing session, that is. I said to Don, I said, yeah, that's going through my mind. No. He said, me too. It's so simple, and yet it's very memorable. And they're the things you catch on to, because it's very easy to be complicated, but very difficult to be simple. We've been together 50 years. This is our 21st album, for example, and who knows what our last album's going to be. This could be it. Who knows? But that's where the word whoosh comes from. We didn't want to celebrate the 50 years by something a bit, you know, trite and sent, you know, self-congratulatory. It was whoosh. What's that? Well, that's nothing. It's time. That's a whoosh. That day's gone.
Bob Ezrin, you're working with Bob Ezrin again. You guys have worked with him before. And I was looking at his list of artists that he's worked with, and he must be able to open a bank. If he just got one point on every album that he ever made, that man has more money than anybody I could ever imagine.
Yeah, probably does. I don't know. I've never asked him. I mean, hey, how much you worth, Bob? We've become good friends, but even I wouldn't ask that of a good friend. Ever, so,
but explain this to people. What is so good about Bob Ezrin? Because when you look at this list, if you go, folks, I advise you, go to Wikipedia and look up Bob Ezrin, Ezrin, all right? And this list comes up. I had to hit the scroll wheel four times to get to the bottom of it. It's massive.
Yeah, it's amazing. And he wanted to produce us. That, you know, we were very flattered by that.
Uh-huh.
He came to see us in Toronto. We played Toronto 8 years ago or so. And we had a meeting with him the next day, and he said some great things. When you're in a band, you really don't know what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Only other people can say what they think you are. And he said some great. He said, you know, you're great musicians. You got great spontaneity on stage. You're electric. You know, I could see the crowd reaction to you, and it's fantastic on stage. You need to get that in the studio. You don't need to write hit songs. You don't need to get on the radio. You don't need to do anything but have fun and be yourselves and stretch out. That's what he used those words, stretch out.
It's hard to believe that a band that's been together for 50 years needs to stretch out. I mean, you would think over 50 years, you guys are pretty well stretched.
Yeah. Stretched to the point of begging. Yeah. The thing about a long career is it's all too easy to become a parody of yourself.
Uh-huh.
And as long as people are saying, oh, I like the old stuff better than the new stuff, or other people going, oh, I like the new stuff better than the old stuff, or it's a new world, or whatever it may be, that's great. That's an opinion. But as far as we're concerned, we live day by day.
What is it like having a song that even for people who don't play guitar, that's the one song they know how to play on the guitar?
I remember meeting Mary Hopkin once. Do you remember Mary Hopkin?
Yeah, sure.
Those were the days, my friend, that one. I met her at a party, and she was, you know, a little bit drunk. But she was complaining bitterly that when she died, that's the only song that they'd play. And I thought, I didn't really like that, you know. So I'm very proud of Folk Smoke in the Water. If they want to play that as the only song they ever play again, that's fine by me. You know, I don't care. I'm very happy and honored to have a song like that in our repertoire. I've got a picture on the wall of a Grammy saying, you see, Smoke in the Water. It's a Grammy. Wow. What an achievement for something we did in minutes without any intent of it being successful. That's the nature of the beast. Lucky.
Well, the new album is called Whoosh from Deep Purple. Roger Glover, our guest. Good luck to you, my man. I hope to see you someday. I think you might be able to tour again, and maybe that's when I'll be able to see you again.
Bless you, John. I'd love to see you again as well. You're one of my favorite characters. We always got along well. So I wish you luck and keep well.
You too, my man.
And stay away from Dallas.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK.